Capital Insider, sponsored by United for Oklahoma. Tribal nations reinvesting in Oklahoma communities with over $23 billion economic impact to benefit all Oklahomans. More at unitedforoklahoma.com. Oklahoma thrives together.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, Governor Kevin Stitt has issued some high-profile executive orders over the last several months, and the latest one came down on Thursday. This one was to implement what the governor calls a Make Oklahoma Healthy Again initiative. By many measures, Oklahoma is one of the unhealthiest states in the nation and has been for a long time. What is this executive order focusing on?
The executive order does not address some of those things we normally think about in terms of improving health, like eating a balanced diet and exercise. Instead, the order calls for a comprehensive review of water fluoridation of the public water supply, and it also calls for a comprehensive review regarding the use of artificial food colorings, including red dye 40. And the order establishes the Make Oklahoma Healthy Again Initiative and Advisory Council to promote clean living, physical activity, and preventative health.
And this is consistent with what Secretary Kennedy is trying to accomplish on the national level.
That's exactly right. And Secretary Kennedy joined Governor Stitt on Thursday to announce this executive order.
What is the force of executive orders?
Well, if they are consistent with state law or deal with areas not addressed in statute, they essentially have the force and effect of law. On Thursday, for example, the State Department of Health removed pages on its website related to public water supply fluoridation, which is not addressed in state law, in response to Governor Stitt's order. Throughout his administration, Stitt has used executive orders to create more than a dozen short-term task forces or advisory councils to address particular issues. And he asked those task forces and advisory councils to make recommendations to him and the legislature about how to address particular issues. I asked Stitt about this back in December, and he said, quote, he didn't want to spitball or shoot from the hip, unquote, about certain issues, but rather bring together people who are knowledgeable on a subject to get their suggestions and recommendations about how to deal with particular issues. Looking back, both he and the legislature have accepted and rejected some of those suggestions.
Does this executive order put any resources behind what the governor wants?
No, not directly, but it could come with a price tag and set the stage for the legislature to have to consider appropriating funds if there are going to be changes to state-provided meal programs, such as at the Department of Corrections, public schools, and other food services.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court is considering whether a state question that creates open primaries can move forward. What were the arguments they heard?
Opponents of the proposal challenged its constitutionality and the initiative petition's gist, that description that appears at the top of every initiative petition. Now, most of the arguments focused on the proposed state question's constitutionality. The opponents argued the state question, if it becomes law, would force political parties to associate with people with whom they may not agree. The proponent's attorney noted that was the case under the current system, where anyone can register as a member of any political party and then file for office under its banner. Justice Noma Gorsuch questioned whether now was the appropriate time to lodge a constitutional challenge, since the state question had not even received enough signatures to go on the ballot and voters had not considered it.
There's new activity in the effort to develop a spaceport at Burns Flat in western Oklahoma. Now, this has been tried before, so what's the latest?
Lawmakers passed and Governor Stitt allowed a bill to become law this year, one of those 305 we've talked about previously, that moves oversight of the spaceport to the Department of Aerospace and Aeronautics that was recently created. That agency oversees regular smaller airports within the state, more than 100 of them. The legislature also allocated $35 million to the facility during the 2025 session to make necessary infrastructure improvements at the spaceport. And an agreement with Dawn Aerospace, a New Zealand-based company, will put its U.S. headquarters at the spaceport, and the company plans to use it for space flights, perhaps beginning as early as 2027.
Interesting. And that's a story we'll be watching.
Certainly.
Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find video of Capital Insider segments on the KGOU YouTube channel. Audio and transcripts are at kgou.org, and look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Capital Insider, sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association, keeping Oklahoma physicians informed about advances in medical technologies, treatments, and aftercare. More on the vision and mission of OSMA at okmed.org.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you were going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.